as we settle in and come back from the activity of speaking and interacting and relating, take a moment to notice where you are, just sitting here and now in the present moment. No place to go and nothing to do. Settling into loving awareness and being present. And during this period, I'm going to share with you an ancient practice called metta, or loving kindness practice, which brings together both the heart and the mind in an appreciation and understanding of ourselves and others that we interact with. This Buddhist tradition, the beauty of loving kindness is, as the Buddha liked to do, is make lists. So you have the Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Noble Path, and many others. And there's one called the Four Brahma Viharas, or referred to as the Divine Abodes, consisting of metta, loving kindness, karuna, or compassion, mudita, sympathetic joy, and the ability to enjoy others' well-being, and upekkha, which is equanimity. And these qualities arise in the heart and the mind to dispel negative emotions that we're conditioned with, greed, hatred, and delusion. And the possibility of freeing and letting these emotions, these wholesome emotions, arise in ourselves and our relationship to others. And this practice turns that attention to that quality of heart, of our hearts and others' hearts, and hopefully connects us with the well-being of ourselves and others. And for those of you who have been here, you have a sense of this practice, and for new people who might not be familiar with it, it usually is a set of sayings that we say to ourselves about ourselves and others that resonate. And when choosing the sayings, there might be native language that you have, that these sayings resonate differently than the English that we'll use. So feel comfortable to replace any of these sayings. My preference is that may you be happy, may you be well, may you be free from physical and mental harm, may you live life at ease. So we're going to repeat these sayings, or ones that you feel most comfortable with, and select our attention to ourselves and others. And one place to begin is to pick somebody dear to you, somebody who's helped you, a benefactor, family member, even a pet, something, someone that arises in your mind that you can extend these well wishes towards. Ones that open your heart to that possibility and the possibility of these wishes being in their heart. So imagine that person in your mind, a dear one, a benefactor, somebody near to you, a close friend, that you can wish well to. And repeat the sayings or ones that you feel comfortable with. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be free from mental and physical harm. May you live life at ease. Imagine that person receiving this well wish. And we could do it for a second time, still imagining or envisioning the person, the dear one, the loved one. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be free from physical and mental harm. May you live life at ease. Feeling these emotions and opening up your heart. If comfortable, wish those feelings toward yourself. The Buddha had a saying that there was no one more worthy of receiving forgiveness than oneself. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be free from physical and mental harm. May I live life at ease. Welcoming in our heart these wishes of wholesome emotions. And again, we can repeat, may I be happy. May I be well. Free from mental and physical harm. May I live life with ease. Now expanding our well wishes. Think of someone who's neutral, who you might see on a daily basis in your school, the server in the cafeteria, the custodian, someone in your neighborhood that you don't really know. And doesn't bring up diverse feelings. Envision them and wish them well. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be free from mental and physical harm. May you live life with ease. Now consider somebody that challenges you. Someone that's difficult. Trying to hold them in our hearts. And extend the same wishes to them as we wish for ourselves. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be free from mental and physical harm. May you live life with ease. And keeping that person in your heart, however difficult it might be, wishing them well as we do for ourselves. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be free from physical and mental harm. And live life at ease. Now thinking of your family and community that you reside in and wishing for the peace and happiness and well-being of those as we wish for ourselves. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be free from mental and physical harm and live life at ease. Thinking now about everyone in this room, this community of new friends, old friends, and wish the same heartfelt feelings. May you be happy. May you be well. And free from mental and physical harm. May all of us live life at ease. and now expanding our heart and community to those in our country, in the countries of our origin, and to those we wish to be well and happy. Live life at ease, free from mental and physical harm. Now with greater reach, this planet, our only planet, may all people be in peace and be happy. May they be well. May they be free from physical and mental harm. May we all live life at ease, together. And now opening your heart to all beings, everywhere, and wishing them as we do for ourselves, may we all be happy. May we all be well. Free from mental and physical harm. The ability to live life at ease, together. And again, wishing for ourselves, those we love, those that are difficult, our family, our community, our world, and all beings. May we all be happy. May we all be well. May we all be free from mental and physical harm. May we all be able to live life at ease, together in harmony and peace. With this practice, so we can develop resiliency and an open and expansive heart. Another tool to be used in face of difficult times. This practice is not intended to change somebody else, but to influence the possibility that your heart can be open and can hold all beings, those close to you and far away. In the beauty of this precious existence, and finally, one more time, for all beings, near and far, close to us, loved ones, difficult ones, neutral, all beings everywhere. May we be happy. May we be well. May we be free from physical and mental harm. May we live life at ease. So thank you for showing up and sharing that wish of metta.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.